Sunday Meditation, February 11th, 2007.
Our question this week, Quo, is each year, for many years now, there is at least one channeled source that says this is the year that the big changes will happen in consciousness. Some now say that 2007 is when this age will change instead of having to wait for the year 2012. We're wanting to know what spiritual principles could help us look at this situation when channels get this kind of information.
We are those known to you as the principle of Nkuo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We thank you so much for inviting us to join in your circle of seeking and to share our thoughts with you this day on the subject of these predictions of the shift of the ages and how they cycle. However, as always, before we begin, we would encourage each of you to take responsibility for your spiritual process. It is not wise to accept any information without examining it closely to see if you resonate to it personally. Many are the true thoughts that help someone. Few are the true thoughts that help you. You need to distinguish those thoughts that are truly helpful to you at this time and those which are interesting but do not resonate. If you will take the time to do this, it will reassure us that you are taking responsibility for your own process. And therefore, we need not be concerned about infringing upon your free will. We thank you for this consideration, my friends. You ask this day concerning the repetitive predictions of transformational times, either immediately following the channeling or predicted within the channeling to take place within a short number of years, usually between 2 and 5. You ask how it happens that this information is repetitively offered, always with good rationales and always with interesting and supporting material offered by the channeled source. There are a couple of different levels to the response because there are a couple of different spiritual principles involved in why this happens and what kind of information you truly are receiving. In the first instance, the spiritual principle involved is that once any spiritually oriented entity has awakened to the situation of the present moment and has consulted those questions so important to spiritual seekers. Who am I? Why am I here? What should I be doing? There comes a realization, either slowly or quickly, that the time for equivocation has passed and the time for spiritual work is now. This is a non-local feeling of urgency, not connected with time and space. And yet you as third density entities dwell in space-time. Naturally, you as a human being are going to think about these sensings that you have from your meditations or your contemplations and feel that they indicate an event. In the largest sense, this event has been building since well before the time of Jesus the Christ. This entity came to help the shift of the ages 2,000 years and more ago. And this entity was already feeling the urgency of taking up the work and moving forward on choosing service to self or service to others as a way of life. The one known as Jesus the Christ felt a sense of urgency, as did the one known as John the Baptist. And the apocalyptic content of their messages is substantial, as it is given in your Holy Bible in the New Testament. That is how long people have been sensing the need to alter and shift their consciousness and the consciousness of the planet, which is the location of their beloved home and of the tribe of humankind of which they are a cherished part. At that level, you may see that it is an archetypical energy when an entity awakens to project his own awakening upon the world at large. And this is a legitimate and valid viewpoint from a certain point of view. Each entity is the author of his particular creation. Admittedly, there are points of reference which are common to most people's creation, including data about the society and the culture in which they live. Yet each entity's creation is his own. The biases that he encourages in his life become the biases of his world. Entities are people of great power. They are part of the Godhead principle. All entities, even the elements and the animals and all of nature, has this power, but they do not know that they have it, and consequently they use it effortlessly and without any impurity, being incapable of altering their nature and only capable of fulfilling it. You as self-conscious entities have a far greater ability to create because you are conscious of yourself. You are aware that you are a being that is seeking. You have an observer function. Indeed, many entities have a very complex observer function, where the observer is watching the observer who is watching what's happening. You can create a lot of complexity in terms of how you perceive things, what you choose upon which to focus. Consequently, your particular creation has sometimes a dramatic difference in coloration from the creations of some about you as you walk through your everyday experience. When you have achieved a sense of your own power and are dedicated to using that power rightly, you become a force beyond the normal run of human energy. Because you have awakened to your potential as the creator of your universe, and because you have begun to enter into creating the universe as you feel you would wish it to be, by acting in an ethical manner at times of choice, you begin to develop an energy about you that is the energy not only of your personality, but of the creation which has become imagined into being within your life. Consequently, insofar as you have entered into this conscious development of yourself and your creation, you work not only for yourself, but on the level of planetary energy. It is not that that which you think becomes something that others think. It is that that vibration which supports your work radiates as would the light of a lighthouse shining out across the dark and stormy sea. As you allow your light and your universe to shine, you are, in your beingness, fulfilling one of your deepest purposes. And you are changing and shifting consciousness at the planetary level. We would emphasize that at this level of perception, we are not speaking of those things which can be pointed to and spoken of in words. We are talking about the shift of a point of view . There is a point of view with which each entity looks at the world before the awakening process has begun. That point of view is reliably somewhat limited. The concerns of the instinctual animal that you are, as a descendant of the great ape family, are concerns about your family and your tribe. You want them to be safe, clothed, warm, and fed. You want to gather those resources which you will need for them and not run out. And if you feel that they are threatened, you want to defend them. These are the big bones of the skeleton of the typical concern of one who is unawakened and functioning as a member of society at large, without regard to any spiritual aspects of that life or those thoughts that the entity has. Therefore, your work, while done privately and not necessarily ever spoken into words, is magical, powerful work and well worth the doing. There is an entirely different level which is a transition between the first level and the third. And that transition level is that point at which the situation as regards your planetary situation we correct this instrument as regards your planetary dealings has become noted as this instrument and others in the circle of seeking were speaking in the round robin discussion that precedes these meditations. They were speaking concerning the repetitiveness with which our most basic observed themes repeat. Those themes are those themes of empire, which have dominated this particular planet's history for its entire run of recorded history. And indeed, indications from paleontologists and archaeologists indicate that long before history was being written, the energies which aim towards empire were alive and well, in that in one of the earliest pre-human bodies discovered, the entity had been killed by a blow to the back of the head. The energy of solving problems by means of resorting to violence is an old one upon your planet. It indeed predates your particular planetary energy. For you have, in the course of time, in the last 75,000 years, received entities from several planets which have been unable to complete their own third density school or classroom because of creating changes in the planet by means of violence on a mass scale, which rendered the planet uninhabitable or outright destroyed it by blowing it up. All of these entities here now are working to break old habits. So there is a spiritual entropy that happens when progress is not made. Energies become less and less organized and more chaotic, because the energy is unusable after a certain point. Further, there is the energy of inertia, which means that those who are not particularly involved in the tendency to resort to violence to solve problems, yet still do not have those sensors that send up the red flags of warning when they hear thoughts of empire being discussed. They know that something is off when they hear discussion of how we should all be living in fear upon planet Earth. At the same time, they have no defense against what sounds like reasonable prudence. This seeming reasonableness can be attributed partially to the fact that each of you upon planet Earth has gone through this cycle several times and is used to it. And secondly, to that inertia within you which does not want to wake up because awakening is uncomfortable. When you awaken and you see that things are not as you thought they were, you then feel that you wish to respond to that awareness. And whatever response that you make with a dedication and intent towards becoming more aware, more yourself, and more a part of the Godhead principle, the more you are asking for change to occur at the deepest levels of your personality. When you ask to awaken, to transform, and truly to serve at the deepest level of which you are capable, you are asking for the forces of transformation to come into your life. The one known as Mark was talking earlier concerning the efficacy of water used as a cleansing mechanism. And we would note that many are those entities who have found the use of water helpful or other cleansing protocols useful. Because as you change, you are dumping a good deal of toxic spiritual, emotional, and mental material. And whether it comes through the physical body, which some of it does, or whether it comes through the energy body, as some of it does, it needs to be processed and allowed its natural flow through you and out. When entities do awaken and do realize that it is an urgent matter for them to shift their consciousness, and it is needed, they feel, for others also to shift their consciousness, there comes into play a tendency towards what we might call spiritual materialism, in which you want everyone to form up and live in a new way. In this regard, we would suggest that the skillful choice is always to work on the self without regard for working with other entities. Service to others begins and ends with working upon what you perceive needs to be done in the world within yourself. Until the point at which you are asked specific questions that you may answer in what you hope is a spiritually helpful manner, the work you do on yourself is sufficient and more than adequate in terms of how you may affect the consciousness of planet Earth. Change yourself, and you change the world. That is how powerful you really are. The third level that we would address is a level in time-space and space-time where these changes are actually occurring for your planet. And here we will need to take some time to discuss the mechanics of your situation insofar as we can express them through this instrument. We hope you will bear with us as we work with a non-scientific channel in this regard. There was a point early in your third density at which it was observed that the harvest of third density upon planet Earth was far behind schedule, and indeed was not developing at all well. It was seen that the introduction of entities from other planets and further introduction of changes within some of the templates, improving upon the human genome, created unforeseen consequences that deepened both the power of entities to use free will without the spiritual ability to see where that free will power was headed. And also the ability to amuse and enchant the self by means of stories of power and empire. The culture as a whole, then, by its use of free will, had moved into a situation that concerned the guardians of this planet enough that it created for this planet a time lateral. A kind of track parallel to the main track of time and space as it is naturally developing in your physical environment. You have never experienced life in your totally natural physical environment because you have been on a time lateral in quarantine for thousands of years. It was hoped that by quarantining the planet from further outside influences of any kind, that the free will of the body of the tribe of humankind would gather itself and begin to address realizations of how ethical choices might be made in a way that progressed from the basic feeling that when threatened, the proper response was likely to be violent, for that got the job done and right quickly. Consequently, riding upon this time lateral as you have experienced repeated waves of empire as they have risen, flourished, and fallen, only to see another empire rise and fall, and another. If you look at your outer environment, you may see these forces at work, even now, moving in a repetitive and non-informational manner, satisfying that portion of the tribe of humankind's deeper mind, which is used to these energies and feels comfortable with them, not because they are good, but because they are what planet Earth is all about. The breaking forth of new light into this dark world is a common occurrence because the light cannot be put out by darkness. And person after person after person has moments of brilliant insight in which they see that responding to violence with violence is not a wise move. More and more of your entities are investing time, talent, and treasure in finding different responses to the surrounding darkness, based not upon the darkness itself, but upon the light that comes from within the darkness and which the darkness cannot extinguish. Entities focus upon that first candle of light, and that tiny illumination illumines more, and then that illumines more, and a process of lightening the consciousness of yourself begins. The time is coming, and indeed is nigh at hand, when something you might call a tipping point is imminent and indeed stands before you at this time. What is that tipping point? That tipping point is a straw vote, shall we say, a informal poll, if you will, of the tribes of humankind, to see if the majority of entities want to separate themselves forever from any path except violence, or if they want to progress into fourth density and beyond. There are entities from fifth density on the service to self path that are attempting a coup, shall we say, of this train of humankind running along this parallel track. They would like it not to rejoin the main track. The guardians of this planet and those light givers within your planetary forces, both seen and unseen, have all moved heaven and earth, literally, to create a slowing of the forces of time, that every possible instant may be given to the development of planet Earth's human population, to the point where the vote of the straw poll is for service to others and not for service to self, for radiance, peace, and harmony rather than contraction, war, and hostility as a background to the everyday life. We are very hopeful. If that last moment were this very day, the straw poll indicates that your planet will rejoin the typical normal progression of space-time. What the negative entities would like to do is to have that tipping point go the other way, and to have people say, no, no, it's important to war because we want to gain resources, because we want to defend our family, and the whole laundry list of those things that the great apes are instinctually bound to consider priorities. At that level, there is almost no time-space or space-time left wherein a third density entity may make that primal choice for service to others in third density planet Earth. Your density has now become fourth density. It has not waited until this year or even several years before this, but has been vibrating in fourth density to the exclusion of creating more third density light. Therefore, those third density entities who now walk the planet are more and more sensitive because they do not have the support of third density light, which hides most of the truth. Rather, they have fourth density light interpenetrating their third density understanding and their world, creating an environment where it seems and indeed is happening that wave after wave of truth and light and understanding are washing over this planet. The fourth density is the density of love, but it is also called the density of understanding. What is happening to entities now is that that which is in their thoughts and in their unexamined assumptions is being mirrored out to them in everyday life for them to see clearly. They no longer have so much of a cushion of easy untruth. Because if they are awakening spiritually, there are forces within them that have determined and intended to challenge those unspoken assumptions which are not serving the greater good. So insofar as you, as a third density entity, are unawakened, you will simply find life getting harder. It seems that more extremes are taking place. You're not feeling as well. You lose more jobs. Whatever it is that you're working on in this life, there become problems with it that seem harder than they used to be. This is because you are not protected from your truth as you once were. Now, entities who are awakened are experiencing the identical situation, are experiencing an increase in suffering, and are experiencing more difficult times. However, what they have on their side is that they have set their intention to serve others and to know the truth in order to serve others. This creates a fourth density support system that is powerful indeed and can take the place of the previous comforts of the unawakened. However, when you become awakened and set your intention to be an ethical being that is worthy of fourth density, you also ask of yourself that you begin to live the life that reflects those fourth density values that are implicit and explicit when you think about service to others. The principles involved in service to others are implicit in all that is done. In that, when you meet the moment, you are meeting it as one who serves. That is a general standpoint. And that basic viewpoint brings to you a wider point of view, which is based upon the guidance that you are receiving from your guidance system, which is activated by your desire to serve. When you ask for the truth is there before you. Ask and you truly shall receive. And then you are responsible for your actions in a way which was inconceivable when you did not know and had no knowledge of how the spiritual forces of evolution work. That of which you are ignorant, you cannot be held responsible. When you become aware of the spiritual principles involved in natural evolution, then you become also responsible for acting upon that knowledge. This is not an easy time because of these factors. As the song before this meditation says, entities may often be standing knee-deep in the river of love and light and dying of thirst because they do not know how to scoop that life-giving liquid up into their bodies, their minds, and their spirits. How do you crack open an earthly life and let the sun shine in? Fortunately, my friends, it is not a matter of cracking open your life to let the sun shine in. It is a matter of cracking open your personality to become aware of the sun that is already shining in infinite supply, into your heart, into your mind, into your consciousness, into every fiber and cell of your being. both physically and non-physically. To sum this third level up, we would say that to the best of our knowledge, which is not without error, but is only opinion, the timetable of your planet is a set one. The planet itself, minus the time lateral, will completely shift into fourth density at the winter solstice of 2011. There is an area around this time that is not clock time, because the change is not in space-time, but in time-space. That penumbra, shall we say, of the time of shift began approximately in 1998, as we give this instrument time. Be aware that we are not particularly good with numbers. There was, in the planetary energy system, an adjustment made at one point that would simply remove the planetary population through natural means, because it was failing to come to harvest. This pole shift was averted in 1998 by many groups, such as this one, who were aware that consciousness needed to be lightened, and who spent a good deal of time and energy in serving as light bringers, and those who spoke about these energies, these times, and the spiritual principles involved in evolution. This work has enabled this planet to have the added time, physical space time, for those entities within incarnation at this time to come to harvest on their own. And also, in order to give entities who graduated early the opportunity to come back into this planetary environment you call Earth and help accelerate the shift in consciousness. They more or less, shall we say, have stacked the deck. They more or less have stacked the deck, making the tipping point ever closer towards rejoining the main line of space-time. We believe confidently that your planet will rejoin that natural movement and progression of your planet into fourth density space-time. We do not believe that the entities who attempted this coup will be able to convince the majority of entities will be able to convince the majority of entities upon planet Earth that a fear-based and violence-ridden solution is the correct solution to the ethical dilemmas of this time. If entities convince themselves that the forces of war were the correct forces in which to invest, your planet would be lost and would become a feeding ground for fifth density entities who feed off fear and suffering. There would be a slavery which all the slaves agreed was needed. We believe that your people will throw off the yoke of slavery to violence and begin to sustain responsible efforts to become truly free, to evolve and progress. It is, as always, the choice of those of planet Earth, and none other may vote in this particular referendum. So it is in your hands. There are waves of energy coming at this planet that you so lovingly enjoy. Each and every day, every month, quarterly, yearly, and at times which are irregular, but based upon time-space events rather than space-time events. In an irregular manner, however, they also offer unique and sometimes highly discomforting waves of energy. These are energies of the shining, glorious, honest truth. Embrace them insofar as you can. See how you might cooperate with these energies. If they bring things up in your life that you have not wanted to face, give yourself a smile because you need it. And then sit down to do your work, my friends. Remember who you are and why you came here. Remember what it is that you think you want to do in order to serve. And then look that shadow side of yourself that has been flung up against your eyes, straight in the eye, thanking it for the gift that it is, and realizing that it is not the truth of you, but it is a portion of the truth of you that you have not examined, and therefore that you have not brought into the light and the love of your heart. Do not allow yourself the easy way of projecting that concern onto other people or the situation that is beyond you. Bring it into your own life, bring it into your own heart, and take responsibility for dealing with that energy that disturbs you. You are fully capable of doing this, my friends. You have every faculty available to you. Your intellect, your intuition, your support system, however you see that to be, and your choices as you move through life. You could say indeed that 2007 was the year of shift, and you could be right. You could have also been right in 1962 when this instrument first became aware of a channeled group that predicted Armageddon and the need to get to safe places. And every year since then, at every point that is now, there is a branching off into an infinite number of possibilities. The world that you make is the world you choose at each of those moments of now. You have accumulated a good many of them in your lifetime, but they are as nothing compared to the choices that you make once you become aware that choice is a very blessed and central way of embracing your truth, your progression, and the acceleration of your evolution, spiritually speaking. Let the time be now. Come to the river, as John the Baptist had it in the New Testament, and offer yourself to his rough ministrations. Make straight in the desert a highway for unconditional love. Repent and return. Repent of your ignorance and return to the truth as you see it, know it, ask for it, and seek it. You need never be satisfied with where you are, nor need you ever be unsatisfied. You are on a long, sometimes arduous, but always powerfully exciting journey. Once you realize that you ride forth as a knight for the light, may your banners shine. May they speak of love, of beauty, truth, and compassion. May you shine your metal, that armor of light, made of every decision that you ever make to try to do your best and to serve the one infinite creator. And then go forth. Do not see yourself as one who fights against anything, but one who stands for the light. And let all of the gifts that are yours flow through you and out into the world. The time is now. The time has always been now. This instrument is asking us if we would please move on, for there is limited energy, and perhaps there are queries at this time that we may answer. We would ask if there is another query at this time. We are those of Ukul.
I have a question, Cole. I am curious how the process of time lateral rejoining the main path of Earth happens. Is it something that the guardians watch over after this straw poll that you have mentioned is taken?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my brother. It is indeed the design of the guardians. However, it is automatic. Given that the energy of this planet is one which yearns towards love and light, there will be an automatic cessation of the time lateral. As we said, around the penumbra, starting in 1998 and going well past the precise moment when the planet itself transits into a space-time position which is different in the emission of light it receives. It is automatic. And what occurs is what you are seeing now, where more and more entities have become aware that something is happening, that this planet is not functioning as it had been used to, and that it is suffering from our uncaring ministry and stewardship of its resources. Therefore, the energy for a pole shift or some other natural kind of disaster cannot be ruled out to express the roughness of the transition over to the main line from the parallel line. Anytime a fast-moving vehicle, such as a train, moves through a shunt from one track to another, there is a bobble in the environment of the people on board the train. And certainly your people are feeling that bobbling already. And it will continue. And at its end, those who remain upon planet Earth are those who are at least partially capable of dealing with fourth density energy. Many entities have already been removed from the Earth scene because of the increasingly powerful bursts of truth that have been bombarding the planet, creating ways to see the truth out in front of the eyes. Those who have reacted with the most distress to these energies are those who have been brought through the gates into larger life because of illnesses that hit them when they were relatively young. Everything from heart trouble to cancer to many of your designer diseases, shall we say, like sexually transmitted diseases and other diseases that were designed to be agents of removal of certain energies from the Earth scene. May we answer you any further, my brother? We are those of Kuul.
No, Kuul, that was interesting to hear, and I wanted to say that the Confederation speaks of these things with a laugh and without fear, and that is not often heard, so I think many of us who listen to the messages appreciate your efforts at fidelity.
We are those of Kuul, and we thank you also, my brother. We indeed have absolutely no fear, for we see from our vantage point that each spirit is legitimate, sacred, and worthy, regardless of how that spirit is acting at this particular moment that you experience in space-time upon your planet. At the soul level, all entities are the creator. When the time lateral ends and those who are still breathing third density air upon Earth are still around to pick up the pieces, which you are already doing, my friends, those who were not able to make the transition with you will all have been picked up as they enter larger life through the gates of death. And with infinite care, cherished and supported through their own process of discovering what lay behind the veil of forgetting, they will be given every chance to consider their lives and what they wish to do next. They will go to a third density planet somewhere that is not Earth, and they will take up the third density classroom, attempting to learn to make that choice and to set the intention not just for third density, but for so many sub-densities to come all the way through the middle of sixth density. What you are doing here is so important in terms of your extended work. You set here the benchmark of choice, which you cannot do in fourth density or fifth density or sixth density. We would not wish for any to be lost, and indeed it is impossible for any to be lost. There is no hell deep enough to lose the love and the light of the infinite creator. There is no prison whose bars can keep you from the love and the light of the infinite creator. And so momentary difficulties loom large if the viewpoint is short. To us who see that all are cared for, every consideration is given equally to those who are striding forth to seek the light in fourth density positive, are cared for, and just as importantly, those who have chosen to stay longer at these lessons and learn them better are also completely provided for, in that they have all the room they need to make every choice with their own free will. There is no cause, in our view, for any fear. This is simply what is happening upon your planet at this time. How it will play out in the earth scene, in the manifested world, we do not know. Each and every one of you has the say in that. And we know that you are setting your intention, setting your sail on this journey of the waters of spirituality, and asking for the wind of the Spirit to be behind you and to send you where you need to go. May you rejoice, my friends, in this moment. We are always with you. If you would wish for us to deepen your meditations, simply ask mentally as you sit down to meditate, and we are glad to help you to deepen the state of your consciousness. We shall leave this instrument and this group at this time, for the energy wanes rather dramatically. We leave you as we found you, glorying in the beauty of each of you, your courage, the love in your hearts, and the color of your passions. Never could we see a more beautiful sight than all of you together, blending colors and making harmonious palettes of beauty for us to behold. Thank you for asking us to be with you once again. It has been a pleasure and a privilege. We leave this instrument and you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as the principle of Gul. Adonai. Adonai. As we let the light that we have gathered in this group go back to the one infinite creator, let's put into the light our hopes, our dreams, and our prayers for healing. Thanksgiving that Toby's leg is better. Thanksgiving that Carmen did not get worse than a bumper bad. Good to have a bumper bad and not a body bad. Thank you for all our blessings, Lord. The image goes up. let the reins fall down. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are